Now, Bethany, this constitutional crisis was quite complicated. If you could just first of all give us the background of what happened in 2012.
Catherine, in 2012, Mr. Nama was Deputy Prime Minister while Peter O'Neill was Prime Minister. They had taken over government from Sir Michael Somare, who was sick and overseas. When Sir Michael returned, there was a power struggle, with the country having two prime ministers and two governor generals. Sir Michael Somare was reinstated back as prime minister by the Chief Justice, Sir Salomo India. The Supreme Court found that the O'Neill-Nama government was unconstitutional. On the 24th of May 2012, Mr. Nama, in the company of MPs with members of the police and PNG Defence Force, stormed a courtroom demanding they arrest the Chief Justice, Sir Salomo India. The action was taken as the previous government fought for legitimacy after the Supreme Court had reinstated the Somare-led administration. 3 days ago, a leadership tribunal recommended that the head of state dismiss Mr. Nama as the member of parliament for Vanimo Green in the West Sipik province.
So, Bethany, how has Mr. Nama responded to his recommended dismissal?
Well, Catherine, Mr. Nama believes he has been singled out from a group of MPs, including the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, for his part in the political impasse in 2012. He says he didn't act alone. There were others accompanying him. He says he has apologized to the nation, the Chief Justice, and Sir Michael in the Melanesian way. But then again, the Court of Law has dismissed him. Also, Catherine, Mr. Nama says he has been singled out because of his stance against claims of high-level corruption and the poor management of the economy. Here is what he had to say about the dismissal and the claims of being gagged.
I was the acting Prime Minister there, the Chairman of the NEC and the Chief Justice of Papua New Guinea. While Peter O'Neill got on the Falcon and he was out overseas enjoying himself and left me to deal with this situation. And that morning when I was ordered to appear in court with Dr. Alan Marat, I called Peter O'Neill on the phone and I said, this is the situation. He told me, go to the courthouse. If Chief Justice is sitting in court, ask him to resign as the Chief Justice. So I didn't do it alone. It was a collective decision by the O'Neill-Nama faction during the impasse. And the only reason why they pursued me and I know is because I am very vocal about corruption in this country, about economic mismanagement by the current government. The reason I parted with Peter O'Neill immediately after the impasse and we went our separate ways is because I saw that there was high level of corruption.